Psalm 119.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth, and it stands fast. By your appointment they stand this day, for all things are your servants. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I am yours. Save me, for I have sought your precepts. The wicked lie in wait to destroy me, but I consider your testimonies. I have seen a limit to all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad.
Today's devotion. Wisdom made practical. God's word is vital because it reveals the faithfulness of God. The psalmist declares, "Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens." Everything continues to exist today because of God's unchanging word and his enduring faithfulness. Creation itself is sustained by his law. Without his word, life would not endure. The psalmist testifies, "I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life." The word precept comes from the Hebrew, piquetim, meaning orders, instructions, or directions. It can be understood this way. Law tells us what to do. Commandment gives a direct order. Precept gives the principle or wisdom behind the rule. Charles Spurgeon once said, "Precepts are God's wisdom made practical. They teach us how to live wisely, reflect his character, and walk in truth. They turn divine truth into daily obedience, showing us that genuine faith is expressed in action." In the New Testament, the writers often use words such as command, teaching, or instruction instead of precept, but the meaning remains the same. God's word guides righteous living, and importantly, love fulfills all precepts, Romans chapter 13, verse 10. Therefore, knowing God's word is not just about gaining knowledge. It is about living it out, turning truth into practice, faith into obedience, and understanding into transformation. It is not how much we know of Scripture, but how much we live it, that reveals our true love for God. The psalmist affirms, "I am yours, save me, for I have sought your precepts." This is both a confession and a commitment, a declaration that we belong to God and a daily resolve to seek and follow his wisdom. Let us pray. Lord, your word is eternal and unchanging. Teach me not only to know your truth, but to live it daily. Help me seek your precepts, walk in your wisdom, and reflect your faithfulness in all I do. In Jesus' name, Amen.